What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Is the Mic Still On? You asked for better audio quality and we delivered. You wanted longer episodes and this week we got you. Today we talk about the beef between Anthony Fantano, the internet's busiest music nerd, and Wale, everyone's favorite rapper to hate on the internet. We also try and give some advice to a listener and the conversation goes left as it always does. But keep sending in those questions and enjoy the show.
Wale.
Wale.
Wale Fantano. Did you see that?
Play no, out? Didn't see it. Never heard of it.
Hell yeah.
We about to talk about that for real.
Hell yeah.
Why not?
Are you scared of Wale?
I ain't scared of
Wale. Why you scared of Wale, bro?
I ain't scared of no Wale, man. A lot of people on
y'all know I don't
seems
care
like
about these rappers.
They're not afraid of Wale.
No, y'all know that.
Fantano don't care either.
Obviously.
Clearly.
All right, so fill me in what happened.
Happened was one of the other homies, Ryan Falcone, hit me with a text and was like, are you
shout out to Ryan Falcone.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan Falcone. Day one. he was like, yo, are you seeing this shit on Twitter with Wale and Anthony Fantano? So I was like, what? What's going on? So I went and looked. So apparently it all stems from Fantano. Fantano was clowning Wale's album on Twitter.
So he didn't even review it?
No,
he did later.
He did later.
That's what
time.
I thought.
Like, he did
wait,
later.
Wait. So at the time he didn't review it.
At the time he had not reviewed
when
it.
When I sent that text message, he was just like going off on songs that were just bad.
He was just giving
just
yeah.
randomly
shots.
On Twitter.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And without he was like, at mentioning him, by the way.
Well, I don't do that either. I don't mention nobody.
But that's should be noted.
Don't
because
you hate
Wale
that?
Was
I don't
out.
Feel like I should have to add mention. Like,
if Wale had, was searching his name or that, somebody sent it
that
to him.
Fans,
that's
that
why I wanted to
somebody sent it to him.
Fuck,
okay, so
that.
Side note, that's some fuck shit.
Right.
What's like, some fuck shit? What part?
If I want to say something about somebody's music, I should be able to do that. Now, if I want to say something to somebody about their music,
that's different.
I will do that.
Yeah.
But I can't stand when these motherfucking fans will jump in and start at mentioning people. Like, look. Like, and it might not even be something I said that's mean. If I just say like
it's
that,
just a thought.
It's just a
something.
Thought. Like, damn, I really feel like he could have done this better on this song. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, at Wale should have done this better, and he fucked this whole song. Well, nah. Now you make it.
Now you're doing
like
the
it's an issue.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But anyway, back to the matter at hand. Okay, so from an OG's perspective, what I feel like what happened was Fantano was posting like screenshots of the songs and was just like, oh my God, end my life. And oh, this is terrible.
Yes. Oh, this is the
one
worst song
of them,
ever.
Yeah, oh, this is the worst song ever. One of them in particular, he said, this is one of the worst attempts at jumping on the Caribbean craze that I've ever seen.
Ah, fucking hell.
So
I didn't even know it was
it
some
turns
Caribbean
into
shit.
Like a semantics kind of argument. Well, partly semantics and partly understanding different cultures. Now, I would have made that same mistake, and I think anybody here probably would have.
Quick question: have you heard the song?
No,
I have.
No, I heard like 2 seconds of it.
So not written. So no.
No, because I heard enough to say I don't like this.
So what was it like? Drake-ish?
No, it was just like a little bit dancey, a little bit like.
That's crazy upbeat. That we said Drake-ish for some Caribbean. Wow.
Well, know, no, right? No, I'm talking about fake Caribbean. I'm talking about fake right? Caribbean shit.
Oh, okay, okay.
No.
Okay.
To me, yes, because I don't really know what real Caribbean is. But
Stutter low-key sounded like a Caribbean beat.
Okay. Okay. See? So that's the same thing Fantano said, but the argument turned into, well, no, this is an Afro beat. So you're talking about something that is my culture. So that's where the argument turned into.
Okay.
Now, I understand Wale's point, but I understand Fantano's point. Fantano could have just said, okay, well, fine. It's not a Caribbean beat. It's an Afro beat. I still hate the song. And then it could have been done.
Yeah.
But instead, Fantano broke down why
it was
sounding
beat.
More like a Caribbean beat. Mm-hmm. And then it just turned into a, well, now I'm going to get all my Nigerian fans
oh my
to jump
gosh.
At you and tell you that you're trash. Then it turned into white people telling black people what they can do with their art, which I didn't see that.
Wow.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So it just turned into this big bucket of fuckery with Wale at the top just pouring more shit in.
So was Fantano getting like dragged?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
So that's
it
what
blew up.
Yeah. He gets dragged a lot when it comes to hip hop. But this one was extra bad, I think.
Is there a particular reason why? Just because of what he says or
It's because I think rap fans don't like people that they think are from outside the culture critiquing the culture.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That kind of happened to us with the whole Storms thing, the Stormy's thing. Y'all remember that kind of happened with us with the Stormy's thing. It's like, why are you talking? You don't know anything about this about crime. Culture, why are you even talking about it? You don't. You're not in a position to talk about our music.
Yep.
That's basically what happened with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting is that when I listened to the song, I heard exactly what Fantano was saying.
Right.
And I hate to say it, but I agree with what Fantano said.
Fantano. He going to take that.
Yeah.
He going to take that.
Fantano. Is that his superhero
alter
ego?
No, that's his new Twitter handle.
Fantano.
Some meteor man.
The other part of this is that...
That ugly ass laugh.
Other part is that I do agree that Wale has a point. Mm-hmm. The problem is that Drake is the one that went and robbed from Wale's culture.
Oh, but you know we got in trouble for that too, right?
Who?
How so?
Because go ahead.
No. Because you know it's a part of the culture there in Canada.
Right. In Canada.
Yes. Oh my God. Canadian what is
going on? I know. What's going on today? Canada. Canada.
Yeah. And I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that. I actually did. I apologize.
You know what, though? Is that from like Caribbean people who've migrated up to like the Toronto area and stuff?
Apparently, they migrated there centuries ago.
Right.
And they've just been there. I didn't know this.
Oh, okay.
But
I mean,
but here's the thing, though. I think our main issue is that you hadn't been doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. It wasn't. It may be there,
it's not like
but
you
why didn't you start
that.
Off with
right.
that?
Why your first mixtape didn't have that?
Or
type
why,
of
why didn't
or
your
something?
Three your first three albums didn't sound like it. This? Yeah. Like
exactly.
Yeah. That's what the problem was. Really.
Yeah, because I mean, it's obviously trendy for him to do it now.
Right.
And
which,
it was
and that was still a wallet? Fucking issue, regardless of where you came from.
Exactly.
So who the fuck you hanging around now?
Well, I think that was his way of defending himself. That was Wale's way of defending himself.
Right.
Well, let's divert from the fact that the song is bad, and let's more jump on the fact that you used the wrong culture to describe the song.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's kind of a cheap cop-out, because then you can turn it into anything you want.
Yep.
You can turn it into cultural appropriation. You can turn it into racism. You can turn it into all kinds of culture vultures.
Culture vultures.
And all this other kind of bullshit, when really the fact of the matter boils down to is the song's not good.
Right.
To Fantano.
Right.
I can't say for myself.
I've heard it.
I haven't heard enough of it.
Not a good song. And again... It does sound like he's jumping on the current cultural craze that's going on that Drake started to do with his album.
They about to get him.
But don't you think, like, as a music critic, that you should do a little bit of research before you start making statements like that, though? And I think that's the problem, I guess, he has with it. Like, how, you know, you don't know where I'm from. You didn't even take the opportunity to see where I'm from, what this means to me, and what's all went into this.
But Fantano broke that down in his video. Mm-hmm. And this, I can't say if he's
in his
correct.
Video, right?
Yeah, in his video. Because after, I don't think, okay, if he had given a solid, serious review of it and said that, I could understand.
Right.
But he didn't. He was basically just kind of clowning the album, saying the songs were whack. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
It wasn't a by-the-book detailed review. So before he does a review, yes, I feel like you should take the time to research and make sure you're correct.
But let's be honest, though, right? Like, because, like, Fantano is influential, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm sure Wale knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're talking recklessly about a project or a song that he's just dropped, it's like, okay, are you trying to, you're affecting my sales right now. So I feel some type of way about that.
But Wale didn't do anything to fix that. The thing is, Fantano was going to say the song was bad regardless. Wale was jumping on the fact that Fantano used the wrong culture to describe the song.
Mm-hmm.
That's, to me, is an understandable point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throw that out there. Hey, man, just so you know, that's not Caribbean, it's Afrobeat. Afro. And then that's done. Now let's discuss why you think the song is bad. Mm-hmm. But it didn't even get that far.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It stopped at, you use the wrong culture. White people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. White people shouldn't be talking about hip-hop. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That does nothing for anybody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying.
And then he did explain why he thought it was Caribbean. I don't know anything about that stuff. I don't listen to that stuff.
All right, just looking at both sides again. So if Fantano just like not trying to do an in-depth thing and just talking about how he feels just immediately, right? Why can't Wale just be like, what the fuck? You don't know what you're talking about. Without, you see what I'm saying?
So it's
almost the same thing. He played the same game almost. Like, sure. You know, he didn't go and do the research and see that Fantano actually like maybe goes in and tries to really find out things. He just saw what he put out. Mm-hmm. And so he put it out the way he did. Kind of like the same issues.
But I also feel he was
absolutely.
I don't know, trying to make himself out to be a victim.
Who?
He always does that.
Wale.
He always does that.
You know,
because it's been like the same story every time he drops an album. Every time he releases an
album. Why do you say that? Tell me, why do you say that?
Because Fantano didn't like the song and accused Wale of jumping on a trend that we all are familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And for him,
it's a little different than not liking it. You kind of clowned him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like you clowned him a little bit. It's different. Like, oh, I don't like this. You know, it didn't really do anything for me. It sounds like he didn't say it like that.
He didn't, but he was like, right. Oh, that may be a bad song, but you're wrong, and this is how I grew up, and this is part of me, and watch this video, and you know, right. it's like he was whining because Fantano didn't like the song, because Fantano lacked the understanding of where that song came from, and that Wale grew up like this, so he's attached to it in a different way than somebody else maybe that is doing it that's not from that culture.
Right, but you have the right to defend your art.
But Wale knew which part was indefensible. He knew that him saying, I don't like this song, is indefensible. Mm-hmm. But him saying, well, this is a Caribbean beat, he knew, oh, it's just like the Joe Budden shit we were talking about earlier.
Like
he found the one thing he could grasp onto and attack.
And that's what he did, right?
And that's what he did. And that's
so that's what I'm saying. What's wrong with that?
It makes you look stupid.
How?
Because he could have just said, hey, you fucked up. That's not a Caribbean beat. This is an Afro beat. And then moved on. But he didn't.
He was offended.
No, because he knew he couldn't really argue the fact that he didn't like the song.
He was offended. He was offended because Fantano didn't like the song and tried to.
Right. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Yeah. But he knew he couldn't argue that. Because artists that get on Twitter, for any artist listening, and argue with critics because they didn't like your album, you sound stupid. Now, if they say something incorrect in their analysis of your album, absolutely call them out. People do it to us all the time. Mm-hmm. And when they're right, we're men. Like, oh shit, my bad. Yeah. Didn't know that part. Yep, right. The song still sucks.
Right. But so, damn, I didn't know that.
You can call out discrepancies or inaccuracies, but trying to argue with somebody's opinion is like fucking throwing a rock at an invisible wall. You're wasting your time.
But I have to go back to it. Is he just arguing with his opinion, or is he arguing with the fact that he was wrong about that particular thing?
Just like both you guys said, he was offended because Fantano shit on not just that song. He shit on the album.
But at that moment, he said just that, though.
No, he had been going through multiple tracks, saying the shit was whack.
So that's what you're saying. He picked that one particular thing.
Yeah, oh, maybe you didn't understand.
Right,
yeah,
I didn't understand that.
Yeah,
he picked that one particular thing to like, okay, got him.
Got him. Yeah, got him. Now I got something I can argue. Because before, if it's just like, damn, this song sucks. Damn, I don't like this song at all. Damn, this shit is whack. Because one of the songs, he said, end my life. While he didn't reply to that, he could have said, well, fine, you're culture vulture, end your life. Because you don't like my music. He didn't say that. Mm-hmm. Instead, he's like, oh, well, he said this one thing that's wrong. I'm gonna make a big issue about this.
Yeah.
And then, hey, all my fans, look what this guy said.
Because everything like our opinions until you get to something that's factual.
Exactly.
And then now I got to call you out because that's not a fact. Like,
I can call you out.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I couldn't do anything before, but now
your opinion.
I can say something. Because I think Wale may have learned his lesson a little bit when he was like, oh, you think Juicy J album better than mine?
Oh, that's Is that when he went up to Complex?
Yeah.
Hollering and yelling.
Yep. I think there's, well, Vince Staples jumped in, by the way. I don't know.
Oh, I missed that. I left that.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Vince Staples jumped in, and you do?
Yeah.
You like his music? Or you like?
Not all of it.
Okay. But, you know, anyway.
But you like him, though.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, he's dreamy. Right,
ahead, that's what I don't know about.
She said it kind of low. I don't even know if people heard it.
her face definitely turned into that emoji with the little heart eyes. just for a hot minute.
For a split second. Right.
Yeah, like, no, and it wasn't even like the darker like skin tone one. It was the definitely it was the bright yellow one.
It was yellow.
It was the OG one. You know what I mean? It was that one.
Yeah, it was the OG one.
Vince Staples, if you're listening.
Right. I'm just saying.
But yeah, I guess a lot of people actually, because this thing really blew up. It became a thing.
Yeah.
More than I actually thought it would, but he jumped in and started tweeting back and forth. And then he tried to set up a fight.
Yes, that's what I was hoping you were going to get to. He was trying to set up a fist fight between Fantano and Wale. Oh, and that's when it got good, in my opinion.
So what happened at that point?
Because at that point, I feel like Fantano kind of thought it was – and maybe I'm wrong, but I kind of – when I was reading through the text, because I read all of this shit because it was so damn funny to me. I kind of think that Fantano took it like Vince Staples was playing. But then when I started reading – and you can never tell with Vince Staples. You know, he's so goofy.
Yeah.
When I started reading Vince Staples' tweets, it almost sounded like he was being serious. Like he was like, yo, we should set up a fight between these two. Mm-hmm. And to me, just because the whole situation was just so absurd, I found it extremely entertaining.
Because
it was just like, these guys are going to have a celebrity death match over a Wale album. That shit is funny as fuck to me. A Wale song. Yes. Well, to Wale, it was really an album because he was mad because Fantano was shitting on the whole fucking thing. And then Fantano went and did a fucking review of the shit.
After that?
And after that. Like a full review and shit on it some more.
Oh, my God. He called him Tony. He called him what?
Oh, yeah. Wale called Fantano Tony.
No, we
yeah. Yo. I'm seeing this right now.
I swear, like, because I didn't even notice this happening until B texted us. It's like, yo, do y'all see what's happening? I'm like,
challenge.
And I was thinking, like, okay, this is just, like, Wale being Wale. It's probably something real quick. No. And I went on there and saw all of that. I was like, yo, like, this is, like, for real, mm-hmm. like.
You know other people made videos about this?
Are you serious?
Yes. Wow. Other people made... I meant to send it to you. Damn, I forgot. I just happened, because I was watching the Fantana review, and you know how suggested shit?
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Sophie. Wake up, Sophie. Wake up.
Right. Vince Staples.
You know on the side.
Yeah.
You
know, that's all
you
need, right?
You're stupid. It'll give, like, suggested videos. One of the suggested videos was this other dude talking about the situation. He was basically on Wale's side. And it was like a 10-minute video about how much he doesn't like Anthony Fantano.
Damn. Oh, wow. Well, then that's the reason he made it, because he didn't like him in the first place.
True.
Yeah.
True.
What did he? What was he saying?
I don't even remember. It was a dumb video. It was basically saying the same shit that Wale was saying. You don't know what you're talking about. You fucked up. But that has no effect on whether or not he likes the album. He just used the wrong... It's just stupid. So, but then Wale... I don't know if y'all want to keep on the Wale Fantano shit. But then Wale... I don't want to say he picked a fight, because I think Blueprint dragged him into this, but there's another rapper, very underground, lesser-known rapper, said something about Wale, and because Wale said something about some dude. What's his name again?
LeVar Ball.
LeVar makes some kind of $500 shoes.
$495.
So
$500.
Like three.
That's just stupid. I haven't even seen the shoes, but three I don't ditches. Care what they look like.
Yeah.
Unless they shit out gold coins. I have no understanding of why anyone would spend that kind of money. But Wale was basically saying, well, that's kind of fucked up, you know,
charging the kids
this kind of money. Because apparently the guy said something like, you can't be a real baller unless you can buy
a big baller. Yeah.
Which I don't see the problem. That sounds like a fairly accurate statement. Right. If you're not a real baller... You can't. Did you mean basketballer or did
no,
you mean
no,
like
no, baller? Big
baller. So because you had a face, I thought maybe I was using.
No.
So
you're right. You're absolutely
baller,
right.
Like, okay, so you're talking about a baller.
I have an issue with this whole LeVar Ball thing. Period.
Well, fuck him in his shoes. I don't care about that. But I don't want to say that because I don't know the guy. But his $500 shoes.
Are
fucking
the shoes
stupid.
Nice?
I don't. I haven't seen them. Like I said, I don't care.
I don't like designer shoes. I'm not into that.
Okay.
No, I bought tennis shoes.
I'm not a sneaker thief, so I don't know.
Like, I don't buy
Gucci and all that stuff. Like, no, I'm good on that.
I like that shit. I just won't buy it.
Damn.
I don't have that kind of money.
You'd
wear
it,
though.
I'd wear the fuck out of it. Hell yeah.
With the studs and shit on it?
No, studs and shit. No, bro. I don't like being flashy, but I like Aldo shoes.
But that's how most of them are, though. Like, most of them are, like, flashy. Like,
nah. Some of them are clean, bro. Some of them are clean. Some of them are clean. Yeah, rappers.
Regular ass shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, like, it look like Aldi kind of... Kind of, but it's
Aldo.
Actually like Aldo.
What Aldi is called? That whack ass store.
Oh my God, it's the grocery
that's
store
right.
with
yeah.
the 25
the case
cent cards.
Aldo, yeah.
It's Aldo.
Aldo, okay. Thank
they
you.
Make dope shoes.
Yeah, so they look like those, but
what the hell
is
that? Let me see.
That's the little. That's the. Let me see. ZO2s, ZO2, right?
ZO2s, yeah. Like
now, why are these $500?
Because he felt let like that's see. The how much they're worth.
Okay, and you know what? And that's his right. That's his right. I don't care. Like, that whole argument is just dumb. And then Wale jumped in and was like, that's fucked up that you're making kids pay this and you're insulting kids, blah, blah, blah. And Blueprint jumped in and was like, well, you do the same shit. You have a song called Nike Boots.
Yeah.
And those boots are $200 a piece, blah, 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 blah. So it's not fair that you are now
criticizing him.
Right. Now, I haven't heard the song Nike Boots.
I think that's the song he has with Nike, or he did a remix with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, it is. That's an old song.
Yeah, it is.
That's been out for a long time.
I don't know. So.
Yeah.
But
so yeah, so that turned to another argument.
Was it? So what did Wale say to him?
He was like that. He's like those. That song like is that. Not really about the shoes.
This is a DC.
That
thing.
Song is about DC culture and unity. Now I don't know because I haven't heard the song. I get
it's an old song.
I still wouldn't listen to it because I've never been a big fan of Wale. Not shitting on him. I just never been a fan. So. I get both points. I get Wale's point of you didn't listen to the song, you don't understand the culture, fine. I also get Blueprint's point, which is, well, you have a song called Nike Boots. I don't give a fuck if the song is about, I don't know, squirrel shit. It's still going to promote Nike Boots.
Right. So, it's free advertising.
What did you pull out? Hey, you got those shoes called squirrel shit?
I don't know.
Which is $495.
I'm just saying.
Squirrels
do shit.
I didn't even know that. You they eat nuts.
I assume they shit. Or if they get real big and just blow up, right? They eat nuts all the fucking time.
Selling this tape for $59.95.
Saying.
I don't even know what squirrel shit look like.
Right. Like little pellets, I guess. I don't know.
Like rabbit pellets.
Yeah, probably.
Shit.
Well... I mean, again, like I think you're hiding behind the culture of that area.
Exactly.
But the overall point is that you're still promoting these $200 shoes that will influence people not of that culture or somewhere else to go out and buy those shoes because they want to feel like they are part of that.
But $200 is a big difference from $500. That's more than how much the damn Nike boots cost. Like it's more like come on, $300 more.
But he also brags about a lot of other shit that he has too, Wale. So you're still pushing expensive shit.
Because $200 is like, you know, for people that buy a certain type of sneaker is normal.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like but shit. No, I'm saying like a certain type, like that's it's more normal.
That's why
LeVar
Ball is receiving so much.
But it's still bad. It's still bad. That's like a slap versus a punch. It's still shitty. So for you to say, even if the song is not about a certain culture and it's just about the shoes, okay. Mm-hmm. So for you to say, well, this is just $200 versus $500. Well, $200 may as well be $500 to a broke ass urban kid. You know what I mean? When we were younger, $200 was a fortune.
I mean, it still is. Depending, like, shit, I have to think twice about some of the shoes I buy. Like,
I try to hit that clearance section.
Don't get it twisted. I don't buy shoes like that often. Like, I know it seems like I do, but I don't. But
I don't buy them at all.
I don't either. Fuck
my kids.
I mean, I have my thing. I don't, I don't drink. I have my thing. That's my thing.
My thing is electronics.
You know, like you buy vinyl.
Everybody has their thing.
Vinyl. I probably spend that on a pair of shoes like once. Like, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever spent $200 on a record.
But I'm saying it's much like
I'm trying to think.
Let's think. Let's put it like this. So I probably get close. All right, let's do this real quick. So I probably buy a $200 pair of shoes maybe quarterly.
Sure.
If that.
Sure.
In a quarter, do you spend about $200?
Oh, easily.
See?
Easily.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I remember like Doug is a wise. Is a shoe head, and at work he would always talk about buying these shoes, and he would not wear them. He'd leave them in the boxes and put them in the closet. But you know, and for a while I was just like, well, that sounds stupid. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
But when you really stop and you think about it, it's like I have no place to criticize what someone else does as they're collecting vice.
Right.
He said, "This is like art. These shoes are like pieces of art. Mm-hmm. They're designed and they're created
as
art." And I was like, you know what? I get you. I feel you. And that's I can't say anything because I have a room full of thousands of records. I don't listen to them all the time.
Right.
So I can't say shit. So I don't talk about people's vices. But I do see the problem being one, if you're promoting these products without actually getting a check from these companies, I see that as being an issue. Not saying that's the issue with Wale, because Wale did say, I got a check, which kind of killed his whole point of it just being about the culture. But also, I've always had an issue with rappers promoting things that their fans typically can't afford.
Yeah.
And I don't understand people wanting to listen to music that are basically telling them that you ain't shit because you can't afford this.
Well, not only that, the brands sometimes don't even want rappers.
Like Tommy Hilfiger, black people wearing that time. Stuff
too. Was that real?
Ooh. Yeah, that was real.
Really? Why?
That was real. He didn't want black people to represent his clothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
why?
Yeah,
he didn't want
rappers.
Yeah, to, well, yeah.
I mean, do you?
Well, I don't understand that.
At the time when all of that went down, I could kind of see that.
I could too.
Mm-hmm. You know, now it's probably not that big of an issue, especially we got Lil Yachty out here working with, what, Nautica and shit.
Because alcohol companies did it too. Like, what was that, Moet or something like that said something about Jay, and that's why Jay made his own.
I
can't remember
Cristal?
Which one. Cristal.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right, well, fuck it. I'll bring my own shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't. And this might sound a little Uncle Ruckus, but I don't know how much I have a problem with that. Like,
what part?
Well, with the Tommy, I don't know the details of what Tommy Hilfiger said. I remember reading something, it sounded like it was fake. But if he was really just like, I don't want rappers to represent my clothing company, I mean, can you really blame him that much considering where rap was at the time?
Was representing and stuff.
So if I put all my time and effort into this amazing brand, and then next thing you know, perceived drug dealers are wearing the clothing, one, would that bother me, right? And two, would it bother me enough to actually say something publicly? Now, of course, this was up to Tommy Hilfiger to research and see, okay, these aren't really drug dealers, these are just rappers that just say this shit. But do we really, is that really a problem?
I think what's interesting about that is that on one hand, you're looking at hip-hop then, and to him, the rappers were devaluing the brand.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's how he was.
Flip side, though.
Right, I get it.
I'm sure money. Sales increased, and it drove up the brand. Right?
Did they?
So
or did bootlegs increase? Because
you don't know bootleg people were going to buy. Yes. Tommy Hilfiger.
Because I got a pair of Tommy Hilfiger shorts, and them shits ain't real.
Yeah,
yeah, but you would get called out on it if it's somebody new.
Ain't nobody ever known until I said something just now.
I wouldn't buy that.
Yeah, I hate buying fake shit like that.
Yeah, so that's interesting that, it's like he didn't want black people buying it because he felt a certain way about rappers who are
about
black.
The image, yeah, right.
Oh, he came back around and said, like, oh, well, he tried to clean it up afterwards now.
Well, he had to. It was messing up his money.
Yeah, of course.
He was messing up that bread.
So, you know, integrity was there at first, but then he's like, oh, wait a minute.
But if he's like if he wanted to be like a real designer, and then he goes to like these galas and these like fashion shows. Like, he's probably, do you think he's taken as seriously as, like, a, I don't know, designers? Like, who's a big name fashion designer, Sophie? Oh, stop, like, you don't know. Give me just one.
Like the name of a person.
Yeah,
just
like
one.
I'm
sure Beyonce said
one
it
one of them,
before.
Sir, come on, you know one.
Michael Kors.
There you go.
No.
Sure.
So is Tommy Hilfiger?
I don't know.
Like Michael Kors is still considered pretty top notch, right?
Yeah.
I don't think, like, not up there with some of those other people, like,
okay, well,
Sophie, come on.
But you know, everybody gets the general point.
Yeah, you get the general
point. Yeah.
Is Tommy Hilfiger looked at in the same light as a Michael Kors?
Not anymore.
Exactly. And why is that?
Because
it ain't because of that. I think it's just people just outgrew it.
And what does that say about what you think about black people, though?
TJ Maxx?
Come on.
Huh?
Can't you find his shit in, like, TJ Maxx?
At one point in time, a lot of that stuff went to TJ Maxx, which brought, like, what's the shit with the fucking ducks?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Duckhead.
Yeah. What is it?
Is it Duckhead, right?
Duckhead. At one point in time, Duckhead.
What the fuck?
Crashed. And what's the shit with the alligator?
Oh, yeah.
Lacoste.
All of that shit. When that shit went in Walmart and all these other places and ended up in like TJ Maxx and shit like that.
I could never pay that much for Lacoste because I knew I paid for it.
No, their sales went down. That's why they ended up in Walmart. It wasn't the other way around.
But when they snatched it out and started attaching these high dollars to it, they brought the value back up.
What do you mean?
Of Lacoste?
Lacoste used to be at Walmart before it got big?
No, I think Lacoste was a thing. Yeah, Lacoste.
I thought Lacoste started big and then got back. No, oh, went the other way around.
Oh, that's the other way around. Yeah.
I never wear that bullshit. No, I never wore that shit.
I saw people paying that much for Lacoste. I'm like, why are people paying this much for Lacoste?
Oh,
like,
okay,
when did that become popular?
Yeah, when did it become?
I didn't know.
So
like, what the hell?
Like,
and I was like, is Duckhead gonna be next?
Right.
And they snatched that stuff out of those retail stores. Those perceived lower value retail stores, jacked up the price, and put them in high.
So crazy. So crazy.
But what was happening was that they had the wrong, what they called the wrong people wearing it at the time. And when that's
back to Mike's.
And that's what I'm saying. So if but people were still like, people were still spending high end money for Tommy Hilfiger because rappers were wearing it. Like my school
and
had, yeah, and Polo and all. Like
rappers
when I was
were, but were younger kids.
Yes,
I don't know.
I saw all kind of dudes, man, in my high school, and
you just
and
couldn't
on the
tell they were fake.
Shit like that was fucking wearing.
Nah, they were real.
Tommy
Hilfiger drug dealers in my where I'm from. It was
right
it was
drug dealers.
They
I'm talking about your average urban kid.
They were trying to get them shit.
Yeah,
they really were.
I'd have bought the bootleg.
Like anything that was popular. Yeah, but there were people trying to wear all that shit.
I feel you.
And you know, but to him. You know, I don't want black people wearing my stuff.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Did he say that or did he say rappers? Just, I'm just curious.
I can't remember. That was so
I don't think he said
ago.
Black
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it was like
right?
in the 90s, no. man.
No, it was rappers. It was. I'm pretty sure it was rappers.
I'm pretty sure he said rappers.
Because that's
he said
who
black
was talking.
People.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, we know what he meant.
Right.
Right.
And I think that's how he cleaned it up. He was just like, you know, certain rappers. He said he doesn't care about the urban community buying it. It's just that I don't want it to be represented in this light. So yeah, you're right. He probably just said the rappers. Mm-hmm. This was so long ago. But yeah, I feel like we're getting off topic. I do want to come back to the Wale thing. So where's everybody's stance on it? Like, so now because I don't think it's clear to me. Like, so was Wale wrong? Was Needle Drop wrong? Like, what, or was it just a thing? Like, what's everybody's stance?
Semantics.
On
it? I think it was more just like a thing, really. Just it was like Mike said, it was entertaining. It was entertaining to watch. To
but
see
for
all
them, it's
unfold.
Not entertaining,
I didn't see,
though.
Until the
it's a thing
stuff.
For them, because just imagine if it was us. Like, it might we might get some laughter out of it, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, it could be a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, where do you stand on it?
I think both of them were wrong.
Okay.
I think that Fantano was wrong only because he used the wrong culture. Mm-hmm. And I think that what he could have just done to clean the whole thing up was just say, well, look, it sounded Caribbean to me. You're saying it's Afrobeat. Fine. Cool. It's Afrobeat then. Stonk still stucks. Stong still stucks.
Everybody
yep.
just messing up. Not a good day. Not a good day.
Not a good day at all.
Say that three times.
I can't do it. Yeah. He could have just said it's an Afropop beat. That's perfectly fine, but I still think the song is terrible. And that part would have been cleared. Fine. Wale, personally, I think that he should just not respond to stuff. Okay. I know he's passionate. I know he's emotional mm-hmm. about his music. I get it. Mm-hmm. He's defensive about his music. But not everybody's gonna like your shit, dude. Not everybody's gonna like your shit.
Everybody's gonna like your art.
A lot of people just forget that we're all just humans, man. Right. Like sometimes you don't have to always be diplomatic.
Right.
If Fantano feels like being one of the average motherfuckers, because he is, and he just wants to talk some shit real quick, he can do that.
Okay, so that leads me to my perspective on it. So I don't feel like that like one or the other is like, okay, so if you talk recklessly about something as a, well, I guess as anybody really, like just be ready to hear back from whoever that is at the end of the day.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. It's not, now if he did a review and had these views, then I would be like Wale was on some like real sensitive shit, because it's like, all right, he's a reviewer, he's a critic, that's what he's trying to do. But it didn't sound like he was trying to be a critic in that moment. It sounded like he was, like you said, he was just being an average person, like, oh man, somebody kill me right now, I don't want to listen to this.
So
like,
you think it's okay to
go ahead,
you got the mic.
Yeah, so yeah. do you think it's okay for the artist to get more upset with the average fan than the critic? That seems backwards. Because the critic is affecting his sales. The average person is not. So if this is just an average Joe that's on Twitter that's just like, yo, I like, remember when you shit mm-hmm. on that Black Rob album
mm-hmm.
and Black Rob came and was just like, mm-hmm. oh, for real? He didn't know you were a critic,
mm-hmm.
but he responded because he saw somebody talking shit.
Right.
Personally, I get it, and I get being offended because someone's shitting on your art, but at the same time, it doesn't make you look good to get that angry and attack back.
But at that point, you're both, like you said, you're both like humans. You're both just people at that point. You basically took yourself out of the critic element and just being a real, real person about it. Mm-hmm. And like, this is how you truly feel. So you have to expect that that person, whether that person is an artist or whatever, he's coming with his real, true feelings and emotions as well.
I don't know. I disagree.
This is you such feel what I'm saying? Wale's lane.
Yeah, he's the only.
See, I keep. I feel like y'all keep doing that because he's done it in the past, though.
Yeah,
like,
it's true, and he's doing it in the present. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, man. Did it again,
and he'll do it again.
Yes,
but that's what I'm saying. If he did it in the capacity of like, if Fantano made an actual review and did it, I'm like, come on, man. He's a critic. That's what he's going to do. He's going to criticize your music. So why are you getting all sensitive about it? If you really want to truly have a sense.
He's clowning his music in a public forum.
But that's what I feel like that at that point, you do like the Complex thing. You go talk to him about it, not on a like out in the open.
He came at him on Twitter. Yeah.
But it's on Twitter. That's everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he called up him or emailed him like, yo, I want to talk to you about this album or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I heard you said the stuff about the album. I want to kind of explain it to you. I think because, like I said, you're in two different arenas, right? So if you're both just being open and honest about it and your emotions and feelings about it, that's on Twitter for everybody to witness. But if it's a situation where Fantano put it on his channel in a constructive way, I feel like Wale needs to go to him constructively as well. Like, okay, well, let me hit this man up and say, look, man, you had that wrong when you said this.
Right. We're in agreement there.
Okay.
If Wale was only clearing up the Caribbean versus Afrobeat part, I got that. And that's the only part where I see that Fantano was wrong. Mm-hmm. Was Fantano wrong and clowning the album? Absolutely not. That's his right. That's his opinion. If he wants to shit on the album, he's welcome to do that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying
Wale was coming back defensive about the album and the fact that Fantano shit on it.
Right, and all I'm saying is that I don't think Wale's wrong in getting in his feelings about it if he's just out there just talking about his album, not in a constructive, critical way.
I don't know. I disagree.
So him talking loosely is...
Him talking loosely gives Wale the opportunity to be like, all right, well, I could talk loosely too.
But it's you're like a fucking artist, though. You're a fucking artist. Like, if you really are that sensitive about somebody saying they don't like your shit, then you shouldn't be a rapper. Go be a fucking country star, because they don't do that. At least not like we do. So this whole shit is just really... I understand Wale being... Let me make it very clear. Again, I understand Wale being upset. Mm-hmm. But his response back just shows to me that he has too many emotions on his sleeve, man. Like, just take that shit as his opinion and move on.
I just feel like Fantano opened the door for him to be like that.
Sure, and I think that's kind of my position, right? Is that if you... And having a history myself of experiencing... Right, because
Like even the dude, what was Ballin' Like Iverson? What's the dude's name?
Post Malone.
Yeah, that just recently happened to you.
If you say something openly in a public forum about something, be prepared to defend what you say. Yeah. And I think that
that's real.
No, I feel
right. Yeah, it is. And this is kind of the thing. Like, we've seen Joe Budden go at Angel Diaz right on one thing. We've seen Wale go to Complex. We see people online constantly saying this, and I know it sounds like we're putting this generation down, but it's kind of like it's still growing and evolving. So we're in a situation now where we have a whole bunch of people that's online that feel that they can say something and be absolved of the things that they say. So now you're having a situation where Wale is like, yo, F that, like, I'm going up there. You have Joe Budden saying, yo, where is Angel Diaz? You have to be prepared to defend the things that you say in however manner that is necessary.
No, however manner? Yes. No, that's some fuck shit. If I just said I don't like your album and you seriously over here trying to get like brolic about it,
it's
possible. You're a fuck boy. You're a fuck boy.
So?
What do you mean so? We're promoting fuckboyism? No.
No.
If you're seriously going to come to my job wanting to fight me because I said I don't like your album, you're a fuckboy.
But you have to deal with the consequences of the things you say. You can call him whatever he is.
I don't like your album?
And
you want to fight me over that? I don't like
they
your
may.
Album?
They
you're
may.
A bitch.
All right,
so what?
In all caps.
I think you're taking
it. All right,
but that's the thing. I think you're taking it a little too far. Like, if he wants to say something like about him, but like to the point where like I'm going to beat your ass because you ain't like my album, that's a little different.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's just an opinion.
Okay, if it's some fuckboy shit, it's some fuckboy shit. But what I'm saying is that you have to be prepared. If it comes to that, then you have to be responsible for the things that you say.
Yeah,
if he wants to whoop your ass,
like he's talking about, like he's not like he said Wale's a bitch. It's not like he said Wale's a bitch.
So you would just okay. So if Black Rob,
right? I was about to say that. I was about to say some Black Rob
and just slapped your glasses off. You gonna be like, well, shit. I mean, I should have been prepared.
Absolutely.
You bullshit.
No. Look.
And you're not gonna say Black Rob. You look,
man. We are on. We are on camera saying shit all the time. And we have to be responsible for the things that we say. If somebody take issue with what we said, is it fucked up that they want to run up on us and, man, yo, man, I heard that shit you said about me and then starting to fight us? Yeah, it is fucked up.
You're a fuck
boy. But, hey, I shouldn't have been running so loose at the lip.
But that's not loose. You're talking about his music.
Exactly. It's a difference. It's a difference because I think because Mike has apologized about this about Big Sean, right? We have our issues with Big Sean.
Yes.
It's a certain level that you – it's like, okay, that's a little disrespectful.
Yes, Big Sean should have slapped me.
Exactly.
And if he did, I'd have been like, I deserve it.
Yeah, because he called him like, you know, like he probably was a bitch in school or a bitch ass nigga in school and all. It's like, when you go to there, now you need to expect, like, if the nigga
I guess that's kind of what I'm saying.
Right, that's not what happened here. That's not what happened here. Fantano just felt some way about the music only. And 9 times out of 10, that's how people are. They feel some type of way about Wale's music, not about him.
You lucky there's no audio Shaq face.
I'm just saying.
Ben said, if we just talking about his music, is it still like, you like, yeah, it's not cool, man. Like, if somebody just reviews your shit and it's just like, yo, I don't like this dude's music, you think it's straight to just be like, all right, well, I'm going to see you in the streets and fuck you up. No.
I think there definitely are people out there that'll do that shit.
I'm not saying there's not, but I'm saying you're a fuckboy. If that's how you act, you're a fuckboy. Moving on.
Yeah. So be it. Right.
Moving on from this fuckboy proponent situation.
I'm not a fuckboy proponent.
Yes, you are. You're like a fuckboy. You know what you are? You're like the Donald Trump of fuckboyism.
Go ahead.
Even if you don't believe it, you're promoting fuckboys.
You just got to interrupt, Sophie.
You got to deal with this.
I'm too tired for that.
Well, I'm going to go on record that I do not support or endorse fuckboy shit. I just want to be clear. I need that on record.
You just supported it.
Shut up, B. I want to be clear. I'm just saying that it could happen.
Like, let one of y'all motherfuckers call me old again. I'm coming to see about you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. All right. Moving on.
All right, guys, welcome to the Pass the Mic segment. I am exhausted.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was like,
come on, man, contribute to the conversation.
Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stay. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be with y'all.
Come on,
now. All right, so we have a question from Peter.
Peter?
Yeah.
He gave his name.
He gave his name. Okay.
No, I just made that up.
Peter?
Just made it up. Why? Okay, why are y'all just all anonymous?
Anonymous. Like, I don't understand. So embarrassed.
You know what? I'm just not going to tell you when they're anonymous.
Well, it's just weird anyway, in general. It's like, what are you afraid of?
Yeah.
Being heard, I guess. I don't know.
But you want to be heard, though.
You say hurt.
No, heard.
You're afraid of being heard?
Yes.
Then why are you sending this shit in if you're afraid of being heard?
Fucking no, they're just trying to
be
anonymous.
Bitches with your anonymous bullshit.
Jesus.
Fuck these anonymous ass
like,
motherfuckers, man.
Everybody has been anonymous.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck
like,
this
ask
shit.
That in hip-hop.
Would you want to give, if you're giving your situation to somebody, you would give your full fucking name?
Hell yeah, government, all that.
Shut up, Mike.
Maybe not full name, but like my name, like my first name.
Or just make some shit.
What if somebody knows your situation? What if somebody knows your situation?
Then say your name is Kyle if your name is Brad. Like,
well, his name
lying?
Is Peter.
All right, Peter. What
you
got, Peter?
Peter?
Yes.
Yeah, made up Peter.
See, you ain't tell us that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God.
She did, right?
Anyways. So Peter has a question.
Ken's on his fucking phone again. So he's going to miss the whole question.
Hey, Ken, welcome back to the podcast.
He's still looking up Tommy Hilfiger.
He's looking at what?
Look at the Tommy Hilfiger.
He's on Urban Dictionary looking up what a fuckboy is.
Make sure I ain't this shit.
All right, so this is Peter's situation. So me and my ex broke up over a year ago, and recently her new man started working at the same place as myself.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck is funny?
Oh,
can God. I finish?
No. That shit is shit to be funny already, but it is.
It is.
What the fuck? You can't laugh. Okay, I'm hold
sorry.
Off.
I'm sorry.
Y'all I'm sorry. Are fucking ridiculous.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I am. I am.
Wait,
I'm
wait,
sorry.
Wait. Shut up. Okay. So do... Oh, Jesus. Now I got to start over. Okay. That's so fine. Me and my ex broke up over a year ago, kind of recently, and her new man started working at the same place as myself. Due to that, me and her kind of started contacting each other. Long story short, her and I had sex recently. Should I break contact with her or keep in contact or what? Also, our breakup wasn't messy. It was due to lack of communication and it was mutual.
How good was the pussy? Obviously good, right?
Well, my thing is, so she cheated on her current boyfriend, was she?
Yeah.
Right.
So
she ain't shit.
Basically.
Damn, pretty much, yeah. It.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Yeah, one of y'all ain't shit.
Damn.
So
just no faith.
They just some no shit. We said, hey, yeah, like we some no shit having motherfuckers. Then
here come that fuckboyism.
Wait. So how that work? So you're fucking your coworker's girlfriend who used to be your ex. I want to know if he knows that that's him.
Well. No, because he's obviously still alive.
Clearly, he might be a fuckboy that can't fight.
So I need some more information. I need to know if
you need some details.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Peter. So does this coworker know you? Like, I guess his whole question is: should he break contact with her? So what do y'all think?
Should he not smash? Is what he's saying?
Like, no, he can't unsmash.
So what is he saying?
He's saying
he wants to smash.
Like, I don't get either. What's the question? Why are you asking us if you should stop talking after you fucked her?
He should stop messing with her.
Yeah, I think like keeping this going, like the cheatation.
So he's still
no. I guess.
Y'all are okay, these words. I like that, man. I like that.
What?
Y'all are killing me.
The cheatation.
So he's still sleeping with his.
I think he slept with her once.
That's what it sounds like. Once.
Girlfriend, ex girlfriend.
So he's asking, should he do it again? Basically, is what he's saying.
He's
shit. He I mean, that's continue. Basically it goes where back it will to lead my questions, to. But.
Yeah. Right, that's obviously the type of relationship they got, right? Like they fucking.
No.
What else would it be?
Like honestly, because it wouldn't even make sense to go back to her at that point. Because then, if she cheated on somebody with you,
what makes you think
here's
she's
gonna
cheat
happen?
Somebody?
Yeah. Right. Uh oh. Here we go.
I mean, unless it was like a rebound.
Doesn't.
Nah, that was no rebound shit.
Doesn't matter.
They had I guess their breakup wasn't messy, so they were cool.
Because it was mutual.
Yeah, it was mutual. They were like, we it's whatever. We'll just, you know, this, that, and other. So the coworker and that girl, they're going to get into a fight. And she's going to throw that shit in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, my God. He's
going
to come to work.
Yep.
Squat
he's
up.
He's going to roll up him with a pallet jack.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how awkward?
Jack.
So wait, y'all think you think they interact on a regular? Like if they have that type of job?
He's probably not fucking with.
What
him
if
like
he's like
that.
In a cubicle and he like looks at him?
Busting the head with a keyboard.
he's probably just looking at him like, yeah, I'd smash a girl and you don't know.
That's horrendous.
That's but the dirty. Yeah, it is, and
yeah,
Peter, the problem is that he can't undo it. Mm-hmm. So that situation,
he can't unsmash.
Yeah, it could happen anyway.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So, you know what? Here's what I'm going to say.
Damn.
Bad advice from Ken. Coming
there
up.
There you go.
Because either way, no. The thing is.
Hey, she's yours now, bro. You might as well go ahead and just bring her on back home. You might as well go ahead and bring her back home, man, and just be like, fuck it.
Gotta get your bitch
back. You need to tell her if you fucking with her like that and y'all cool and y'all realize that at this moment, like, man, you know what, baby? We never should have ended this, man. We just miscommunication. You know, we need to go ahead and get this thing.
So
popping
just go
off
back
again.
Home. Just go back to her.
Just baby, come on back home. This sounds like a blues song. Come on back home, baby.
You
come
are definitely home. The president of fuck boys.
Just
of
come
United
on back
States.
Home, baby.
So that is the most fucked up
so
shit.
So you would allow that, kid?
Huh?
You would allow it?
If which side am I on?
I'm nosy. I want more details.
Wait, who am
like,
I? Who am I in the story?
How did this fuck start? Like, how did this fuck reoccur?
Wait.
She sent him an IM.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like initiation.
No, I know.
Matters.
Nah, it. He was like, hey, you know, yo. Well, no, wait. She probably hit him up and be like, hey, my man working up there. Just maybe she was like, yo, I need to tell old boy just in case.
Probably
to
because
talking.
Then I don't think he would have known the other way around. He wouldn't have been like, oh shit, that's my ex's
he
new man.
Known. Unless
she had to have hit him up first.
Yeah, and then he was like, yo,
sketch.
So what's good?
Unless he told him, maybe the dude was like. Yo, nah. Hey, nice to meet you.
Nah, because I doubt they were even probably dating that long. If they only
he probably don't even know that they used to smash.
Probably, since he's that new. Because they broke up a year ago. She probably didn't jump immediately into a new relationship.
I don't understand how that's understood.
Come on back home,
baby. We're just speculating.
Like, what if he might have seen pictures of them together? Because y'all know how women are now. Y'all put every motherfucking thing on social media. So, and if I'm about to go start fucking with a chick,
come home to daddy.
You might see the shit in her Instagram or on Facebook. You might have seen an old picture. Who's this guy? Oh, that's a guy you used to fuck. Oh, okay, cool. I understand. You start working. One day you turn around. Oh, here's our new employees. And it's fucking Chip. who's now digging down your ex-girl.
Girl, yeah.
So of course, I mean, but Peter, you're still an asshole. And in my opinion, Chip should fuck you up.
Damn. Wait, straight up. So you think he's more of an asshole than the chick is?
I didn't say more.
Oh.
He's an asshole.
Oh, okay.
And he needs to get his ass whooped. And if I'm on Chip's side, I know Peter, you're a Dead and Hip Hop fan, and I appreciate it. And you sent this question in. But you want honesty, I think Chip should beat your ass.
Peter.
Chip should beat Peter. Your ass.
Just go on and just make that shit right, bro. Just bring it back
to life. You are encouraging him to take home a girl that they broke up, she cheated on her next man with, and you want him to take her home?
Obviously,
what is wrong with you?
They still have some I'm
with Ken. I'm with Ken to a certain degree.
The flame is still hot.
Let me.
Do you think it's still?
But I'm gonna do it.
Still there?
Hey, yeah. Do I think something is there?
No. Something's there. Yeah, a dick and a vagina. That's all that's there. If the fire.
Okay, that's what you think.
There might be a leftover flame.
A leftover flame,
like,
right?
Like, smoldering like, a little bit.
It's still like it hasn't aired all the way.
There ain't no leftover flame.
So why you say you?
Here's my thing. What he did wasn't right, obviously, right? So, but because it happened, maybe y'all need to reassess the situation. Maybe you need to tell her, like, okay, so like I'm not gonna continue doing this. You're either gonna break up with your boyfriend.
Yeah, he has to make a decision.
Yeah, you. Mm-hmm. I would tell her like you got to make a decision. Like I'm not gonna keep smashing you until you know what I'm saying. If you want this to be a real thing. Just break up with
you
him.
You think she's gonna choose?
You gonna be with
that?
Me or you gonna be with him?
And you gonna
which
believe
one
her?
Is
and if she says, "Well, I want to be with you," you're gonna believe her?
She yeah, just, hell no,
she
dog.
She hit on the last man with you.
Hell no.
But just because
she probably never wanted to be with that nigga anyway. Oh,
hold on, let Rod just say what he said. Again.
All right, so let me say it.
Say it, please.
It may like I don't believe in that whole like once a cheater always a cheater shit.
Fucking shit.
That's fine as you do.
Me either.
That's fine as you do.
I don't believe that either.
And like. Some people have certain effects on people. Like some people like if that's somebody they like you said, they dated before. So they had it's not like she just went and just smashed a random dude.
That
it's,
you
it's,
know of.
That I know of, but I'm only going by what they said. What she said, what
just
they said, right?
Off the question.
Yeah,
but we don't know. That's my point. Know. So why would you assume why would you assume it's just me?
That's what the question said.
Simp 101. That's all I'm saying. That's simp 101. If you think it's just you, you're a fucking idiot.
My God, Mike.
I don't know, man.
Why are y'all not being realistic with this shit?
If she's going to fuck you,
then she might fuck three other dudes. Then that's what you need to understand. You're not that special, Peter.
Why not, Peter? No. If they dated, and,
I mean,
like,
there's history.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right.
They might have dated 6 months.
We don't know. You're right.
That's
we don't know
history.
Any of these details. But that's the same way
history.
You think
yeah.
that
good
they,
a lot of good.
I'm
history.
Not saying it's right. I'm just saying that there's a difference between right that now. And fucking somebody random.
Man, don't be what doing Chip like that, dog.
I'd rather fuck somebody random than fucking ex.
Okay.
I mean,
got Chip looking.
Y'all got
Chip.
Y'all have history.
Y'all got Chip out here looking.
But y'all have.
But y'all have. Does look crazy.
But you and your ex have history, though.
Say, and you think
it's not just a random. She's not. I don't feel like she's just gonna go fuck the dude, the new employee, like a random person.
But how you know?
She's
though?
Fucking. She, I'm not
she's
saying that
to
I
the
know.
Whole team.
But why
I
am to assume?
Why?
I am just assume because they have history.
But why would you assume that just because they have history that that's why they fucked? They might have fucked because her
because
Chip,
it's easier.
Chip wasn't putting it down right.
Because
damn.
It's easier.
Plot
it's easier to go to something that you know is for sure. Why would you go?
I'd rather try a new flavor.
You right? You may want to try a new flavor, but she may like. All right, I know what this is like. I know what Chip is like.
My God!
So I'm gonna go to Chip because I know what I'm gonna get from Chip.
Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
all.
Then I'm
it
gonna
is.
Go to Peter, and then I might go to Brad, and then I might go to Scott and just see what's out there.
Who
that's come
that?
On.
But we talking about this situation.
On, why
but,
are we acting?
But
like
that
this
can
is
happen.
Not
yeah.
feasible.
You're just right. making up more saying. Stuff. Yeah. We're going
but that's just life. That's real life shit, though.
Y'all are making up more stuff. But that's, y'all are making
oh
up.
My
oh, there's
God.
A history.
But that's
and that's
real
why
life
they
shit,
did it.
That's real.
That is real. They dated previously.
We don't know that for a fact. Maybe Peter is a extra silk. Listen. And he thinks there was history. And maybe she just fucked him because Peter took her to dinner.
Or maybe, or maybe there's history.
We have some sort of facts.
What facts do you have?
We have facts that that was once a relationship. You don't have facts that
and they didn't break up.
Before.
They didn't have a
horrible bad breakup.
You don't have
those. Exactly.
It was a mutual breakup. I have those facts, so you're wrong. No, I'm not wrong.
No, y'all are just assuming.
How are we assuming when it's right there?
It's not right there. She only fucked Peter. That's the part that y'all are assuming.
But you're making up the fact that she fucked other people. Oh, we're talking about two dicks.
I'm going off of protecting myself.
What do you mean protecting yourself?
Because, look, if I am Chip, or if I am Peter. Okay. Actually, I'm going to put myself in Peter's position, since he's the one that sent in this simp-ass question. Peter, I'm talking to you, bro. If I am you, and my ex decides she wants to fuck me while she's dating somebody else, I am not going to be dumb enough to think, well, I'm special. She's only fucking me. No, she might be fucking 12 other guys. Or she might just be fucking one other guy. You don't know,
Peter. Or she's probably fucking her boyfriend and you.
Right.
Right.
So what the fuck makes you think that this is a logical idea to then try to get her back?
Right.
She just cheated on her current boyfriend with you. Are you
fucking
stupid?
Because she probably didn't even want to be with that nigga in the, anyway.
You have the worst, worst, worst advice on the show.
No, okay, I'm telling y'all how this shit goes down.
I kind of agree with Ken. No, I see where you're coming from. Ken, I see where you're coming from.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I was saying I see where Ken's coming from. Like, it's not like...
Motherfuckers.
No, what Ken is saying was not necessarily advice. It's just a point of view. It's not.
I'm like, damn, you cheating on your man with me?
Peter, I just want to know.
Shit. Oh, yeah, what are you saying with it?
I just want to know, yeah, did you use protection?
Huh?
Shit, you asking Peter? You said it like he can answer back or some shit.
No, I know you can, but if you listening to this, I want to know if you use protection because what a plot twist if she came up pregnant and then his current boyfriend. Oof. That would be so messy.
Oh my God.
He would deserve it. Peter deserves anything negative that he gets out of this.
He deserves a child.
What? Oh, a child. Oh, that's terrible.
That's
I got to get her with a child.
What you think, B? We never got.
Damn. I guess they both lifelong diseases.
Yep. Exactly.
I ain't trusting her, man. If she cheating on me with her, she cheating on her boyfriend with me.
I need an update.
I
want an update.
The only update I want is, damn, Chip beat my ass, and I'll be like, good.
Chip, you want to be Chip? You want to be Chip so bad?
I've been Chip.
I know. This is why you want to be Chip again.
I don't want to be Chip.
So you can beat ass again.
It'd be hard for me to get back in that relationship.
You have lingering Chip anger.
So you want to have? I've never been Chip. I've been Peter. I've been Peter. Right?
What? No, you've been Chip.
No, I've been Chip. Yes, I've been Chip.
What the fuck, Mike?
I've been Chip. So
you're
dated
Chip on every other episode.
Shut up. I've been with a girl who
sat on the couch eating popcorn with somebody.
No, different girl.
Oh, a different
popcorn.
I was dating
a girl,
okay.
And I didn't know that she had a boyfriend.
Mm.
And then we did the thing.
Was
and
it
started,
a boyfriend or yes. Was it some guy she was talking
no,
to?
No, it was a boyfriend.
Okay, okay.
And I found it through Facebook because Facebook be fucking all y'all's games.
It be having everyone's.
Because I'm like, who the fuck is this with you standing all cuddly and shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Them algorithms on who knows who is crazy.
What is that? Mm. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
suggestions and shit.
So, yeah.
Your suggestions and shit.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, we done. Fuck you, Peter.
So,
man.
Wait. So B said. What did B say?
B with Mike. B went.
Yeah,
trust.
I wouldn't. If I know she cheating,
so it's not gonna be a part of you. Be like, yeah, she missed that day.
Yes, I'll definitely say that.
But I'm not gonna take her back. Yeah, that doesn't mean
I'm gonna
take her back and be like, damn, is
you
she
a
really,
sucker.
Is she really faithful to me, or you know what if she do? I don't know, man. I'm gonna be my third eye gonna.
But
be
that's
all
what I'm saying. If mm-hmm. in your mind you're like, oh yeah, she couldn't find it better, so. That's why she's coming back to me. It's not going to be a part of you that thinks that.
No.
The daddy, baby.
The ego. He's talking about
no.
from a male ego's perspective.
Like, you're not,
yeah.
not part of you is not going to be
mean,
like,
right.
oh,
but
was
that
she,
doesn't mean I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, you know what? She with me. I got her. Like,
he does got her.
No.
Got her for now.
Shit, nah. She coming back home.
No.
I ain't going to trust her.
No, Peter's on that fucking Ray J shit. I hit it first type shit. So now he thinks that it's his girl again. It's not your girl.
His girl.
I don't think he thinks that. He's just trying. That's what he's trying to figure out. Like, should he continue with us?
Stop being a simp, Peter.
I would.
Go find another chick, man. There's more women in the world.
Yes.
Probably not Peter. Peter probably talking about history.
Peter sounds like a simp.
No.
Peter, she got away. Peter like,
how he a simp when he got the?
Because Chip got the girl at home. For all we know, Chip's fucking her every night. Peter got her that one time because she wanted a little bit something else. Night. How you know what Chip laying down?
You know what?
She fucking.
I don't really fault you, Peter. I'm sorry. I don't fault you. That's her responsibility.
Are you serious?
Look, look. It's her responsibility to maintain the sanctity of her relationship.
But it's her responsibility to not be an asshole.
I mean, I guess. But she don't have. He doesn't have any loyalty to his coworker. But this is my thing. God. This is what I will say.
You know he like
this is what I will say.
I don't know that nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
But look, look,
there's his own last shit, ain't my friend. And there's his real world shit.
Yo, what I will say.
B, you act like we lying.
No, y'all ain't lying.
All right, man. All right.
What I will say, though, is if Chip beats your ass, like, in the break room,
hey,
you can't say you didn't see that coming.
Yes. Sometimes you gotta deal with the consequences of your ass. Sophie trying to Wale again.
I know. Sophie trying to.
She's been trying to say one sentence this whole podcast.
Ahead, Sophie.
I heard everything Sophie said.
No, she's trying to get something out.
What did you say?
Y'all want her to finish, let her finish.
What the fuck?
Man, Sophie.
Jesus.
Anyways, but I will say, though, that if Chip comes and beats your ass in the break room, like, when you're not looking, we kind of, like, you kind of had it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have her.
You had it coming.
Yeah, yeah, you did. I mean, you work with the guy. So I feel like it would be slightly different. What are you looking like that for, Mike?
Because y'all just said you don't fault Peter, so why did he have it coming? Y'all just said a
okay
minute ago,
that no
that y'all didn't say that
no I'm saying that those are mutually exclusive right. My thing is
he making
no
sexy.
You don't have a responsibility to him, but if he beats your ass, it is what it is.
But y'all said you don't fault Peter at all for what happened, so then why would he deserve an ass whooping?
I can't wait to Jay Ryan that.
I didn't say he didn't. I'm not saying that, wait to Jay he's not at fault. It's wrong, right? I mean, anyway, it's wrong, but.
Whoa. Yeah, I know. I never said that.
Wait. Oh, okay. You never said it's not wrong?
I never said it's not. I didn't, well, I didn't mean for it to come off as it's not wrong. It's just I don't, like, you don't have a responsibility to him.
Then why would you just
right, and that's what I'm saying, too. We're saying that, but I'm also saying there's a part of it that's, look at, on the outside looking in, it looks wrong. But as... it's the person in it is like
because you work with him and like he's right there and like
no, I'm surprised to hear this from you because I feel like you would be one of those like you're righteous Rod, so I feel like you would be one of the type of dudes that would be like, look, I don't want nobody doing that shit to me, so
Rod
I wouldn't do it to nobody else.
I'm not saying that. I'm just a, you know how I told you, I could be an idealist and I could be a realist. I'm just being real about the situation. Like if it's my ex and she's coming, like, because who says that he even knew that she had a boyfriend?
He
and
did.
What? Yeah, he
did. He say that? He said yes. She knew it. He still did it.
Yes. And her man worked
Peter
at my job.
Peter admitted his fuckboyisms in that email.
Yes.
Survival of the fittest.
How that would be
the process. You and Peter.
Mm.
Simps.
Yeah, process it.
All I'm saying is this. All right,
survive.
All I'm saying is this. Why I don't.
All
right. What I'm saying is, okay, let me say this. Why
she's hard.
She is. She know what she want to be.
I don't necessarily
just
agree.
Just don't get caught.
Oh, my God. Let me get this out.
Go ahead, Ryan.
While I don't necessarily agree with the actions,
yeah,
I do get that shit happens. Like, that shit happens, man.
Yo, dick does not just accidentally fuck a vagina.
You knew that was somebody else's dude. I'm not saying accidentally.
You knew that was somebody else's dude.
I'm not saying accidentally. I'm saying that
the situation.
I'm saying shit happens because y'all had history. Y'all might have got to talk. Like you said, you got to talk about it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think it's more wrong that he fucked her knowing that they work together? Like, would it be less of an issue, quote unquote?
No, it's the same.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm. The way they both should have handled it is like, yo, I think I still have feelings for you. Oh, I think I still have feelings for you too. Well, maybe like
that's
you need
probably
to
what happened. And then
no, but that's what I'm saying. Instead of going to the fucking, like, yo, like, maybe you need to, you know, end your situation so we can, you know, get back together.
Dawson's Creek ass
y'all
shit.
Go
what is this?
That
I'm saying that's
what
the ideal
from
way.
Us, Mike?
They just
hear me out. Hear me out, Ken.
That's it.
I'm saying all I'm saying is that's the ideal way.
Oh,
be adults about be grown about the situation. Yeah. Like, know that you have feelings and don't before you
it's
do
that
something.
Lifetime shit.
Yeah, before you do something like that, you know. In close doors first, because I'm all about that. I close like if I'm done, I'm done. I'm gonna close that door before I do something. Like, I'm closing that chapter.
You're not gonna leave it cracked.
Nah.
He thought the door was closed, and then he opened them shits back up and inserted his penis. And now, Chip, if you listening, Chip, you need to fuck Peter up.
There it is. I'm all about just closing doors first before you trying to do good. Like, at least do that.
I'm about fucking.
At least give that person that respect to close the door first.
Could you imagine the day at work when Chip finds out?
Man.
Oh, my God.
On Crip, cuz. On Crip, cuz.
On Crip.
On Crip, cuz.
Yeah, he need to fuck him up.
Would you quit if you were Chip?
Hell, I'm not going to quit a job because some other motherfucker fucked my girl. No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to his desk and be like, yo, after work, what you doing?
Oh shit!
Oh, cool.
Would you want to get drinks? Ass. You want
to
get drinks?
No, like we need to talk after work.
If Peter is a fool and go with Chip.
Peter's already a fool.
No, if Peter, if Chip come up to Peter's desk and be like,
"Bruh,
yo,
wait, how Joe Budden did it? Wait. All right, so
he'll be a damn fool to go out with Chip.
Wait. So you saying that he should fight the dude and not have an issue with his girl?
No, I didn't say all that. No.
Mike would not say no.
I didn't
like
say
that.
That's
what I'm asking.
She's done. Okay. She's dead to me.
Damn. So you're beating all types of ass.
Speaking of Joe Budden, I'm not fucking up no woman.
Right.
No. I have never touched a girl in my life in that way. No. I'm saying she's done. Our relationship is done. I'm not speaking to you ever again.
Damn.
Don't ever call me. Don't text me. Nothing. Fuck you.
And you're still seeing
that. The closure is fucking Peter up. Then I'm good.
So you're doing both.
Hell yeah, I'm doing both.
And then on top of that, you're fucking somebody else because that's your strategy.
That's the Mike strategy. I don't understand why that's crazy.
It's not.
Because look.
Because it's over. It's over.
It's over when I fuck Peter up.
If you're over with your girl, why are you going to fuck Peter up?
Because you disrespected me. Because if Peter didn't know, I'm not doing anything.
That's a different story.
That's cool. Yeah. You didn't know, Peter. No worries.
So you going to research it?
Huh?
You going to research the fact that he knew?
What you mean?
Are you just gonna ask?
It's not like he forced your girl to fuck him though. Like it's like he didn't force your girl to be like, yo, fuck
about
me.
Forcing anybody. He still fucked her. It's not like anybody forced Peter to fuck her.
Yeah, but like
if Peter knew about me,
but it's her fault. It's her fault.
It's both of their faults. What do you mean? The dude is not blameless.
She was the
here.
One that was choosing.
Yeah.
So he was just, what are you talking it's about? Just,
if he was trying to pursue, if I found out.
Nigga, your bitch chose me.
Right. And then he said, I'm going to let
but
you that, choose
that,
me and
but,
fuck.
Right, Rob, why are you going to go after him when she the one that did the fucking choosing?
Did you miss? Were you playing with your phone again?
No, I heard exactly
said,
what you said.
She's done.
She's done, yes. And you're going to go after him,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
That's some bitch-ass shit.
Some bitch-ass shit is letting that motherfucker get away with disrespecting you.
But he's not.
Fuck, boy. No, I'm fucking Peter up. I'm gonna fuck him. Nobody at this table says I'm fucking Peter up.
On Crip,
because your girl chose him.
Right.
Because he knew about me and decided that, you know what?
Man, you know the game don't work that way, Mike.
I don't fuck about the game either.
It don't work that way.
If he knew about me.
You need to go watch the Mac. You need to go watch the Mac. Your bitch chose me. You know how the game go, baby.
That's fine. I'm still fucking you up.
I'm still fucking you up.
I'm gonna fuck what nobody at this table says. Wow. Because if you knew about me and you decided, you know what, I ain't worried about him. I'm trying to get my dick wet real quick. I ain't worried about Mike. Cool. But you're going to worry about me today.
Mike, only did what a man would do.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Anyway.
And first of all, you had it in my ex.
That was mine first. Oh, so you got dibs?
Hey, I'm just
saying. Yeah, but you know, I'll be like, well, your ex left your bitch ass for a reason.
Look.
I dick her every night. You dick her this one time in the last year.
Him
I'm fucking you up. I'm fucking you up, Peter.
He ain't take the pussy. She gave
it. Right,
he
gonna get his ass whooping too.
You can't fault that man for taking what's given to him.
You're a simp. And then he gonna email a question talking about, oh, well, stop talking to
him. Oh my God, he don't fucking sound like that. Stop the fucking bullshit, Mike.
You sound like a
stop.
Come on, man. I mean, I'm
just trying to figure out what to do.
What should I do? Should I try to
get his ass? This is a fucked up situation.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're a punk, Peter.
He already fucked the girl. I'm just saying, yo, you need to go ahead and make that shit good.
No.
Mike, you know what you sound like?
What?
You sound like Lawrence at the end of Insecure.
But I agree with Lawrence. I said that before.
No, I'm sure you do.
Wait, Lawrence was the one that he was his
angry
girl.
And he was trying to like move her on the way out the door.
Hell fucking yeah. Lawrence was right.
He should have. I'm not
up
doing this
girl.
Again. I'm just saying.
Then he should have fucked up the dude that she cheated. Well, yeah, because he knew.
Whatever.
He should have went. He should have went to the studio, fucked him up, and then went and got some ass afterwards.
But why didn't he though?
What?
Why didn't he fuck that?
Because they were trying to wrap up the end of the show and they have.
Yeah, like what the fuck, Ryan?
Season two. He gonna fuck him up.
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is The Mic Still On. And if you want to hear more conversations from Daddy and Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is The Mic Still On, starring FIFO 24/7, BZ430, KB Eng, Mike C-Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.